Thank you, Jesus. When he began to take the services over, I was used to a system, a pattern that was Paul broke down in Corinthians from the Word. And obviously there was a lot of flesh that got loose, and the prophesying and the order of the service was probably all messed up. People were just taking it over and nothing was being done. So he straightened out a pattern and tried to follow that pattern. And I'd be up here and I'd want to teach my teaching. I'm going to teach it. Glory to God. Teach this. And I'd open my mouth to say something and tongues would come out. Well, once the tongues comes out in a public assembly, you're not gathered for edification, then you're under obligation to interpret it. So that tongues would come out, and as soon as it got out, then here would come the interpretation. And there'd be something he'd want to do over here and something over here, and he'd want to exhort on this over here and then something again. And by the time he got meeting the needs are done, that was present at the time, then the service was just about over. So it wasn't that a lot of word didn't go forward. It did in the form of exhortation. So when he said they all may prophesy, the prophets and some three judge, and he was really trying to bring order. So then I realized that every time we got together, he wanted you to receive his word and hear it. But he also wanted to move supernaturally by his power and meet your needs in anything or any gifting that was moving. So we finally had to break it, and to even get any teaching in, we had to go to an hour, 8:30 to 9:30. See? So I started learning more and more about prophesying. And he said, prophesy in proportion to the faith that's been given to you. I'm thinking, wait a minute. How do you prophesy in proportion to the faith that's given to you? I thought, how in the world? I mean, the guy just prophesy when he wants? What do you mean, in proportion to the faith? Then I found out that sometimes I was prophesying and I didn't know it. I would be teaching along and all of a sudden it would go off on something and it was so good that I'm thinking, boy, I want to step outside of my body and listen to myself. This is really good. And I just thought it was a really powerful anointing that would come and I listened. But actually, he had switched and I began to prophesy in proportion to the faith and exhortation that was in the mind of God that he wanted you to know right now. So in these exhortations, it's generally the mind of Christ which is brought to you and I, and we know his will for us, for the church, and for the hour. So it wasn't that we wasn't preaching, but when these exhortations would come, I just thought I was teaching real good. I wanted to step out of my body and take notes. You know, that's really good. But it was actually genuine prophecy. And I didn't understand that until through assimilation he illuminated it to me. There'd be times that I'd face a crowd that was so hard. A lot of barriers. Language. Hardness of heart. Doctrine. Just barriers galore. And when I understood the order that Paul brought to the Corinthian church, I understood that if we'll listen and walk in what he has and the anointing, that he could break that down and get past it. But every crowd we've ever faced wasn't real accommodating. Some of them had a look in the eye. If they had a rock in their hand, they would stone you. When I got stoned in the Bible, they didn't stagger around and want more. So I found out if the people just wouldn't listen, that God had an answer. And so I'd get up to a real hard crowd and start to teach. They'd just fall on the ground like flat hotcakes. Need a spatula to pick the word back up and throw it up. But when I understood that the order that he brought wasn't like an order of just absolute law to be dictated in every single service. It was to bring order to the service instead of everybody entering in and bringing chaos. So I'd get up and I was going to begin to break the word down, and all of a sudden he would begin to move, and sometimes he'd heal three or four people. It'd be some incredible things happen, and then the crowd's attention was sharpened. And by the time we got to the word then, which we usually did in those days, that boy, they were ready to listen. And by following him, hundreds and hundreds of people filled with the Holy Spirit, even language barriers. I think I've preached in 5 or 6 different languages that I don't know, including Japanese and Spanish. That's just one of the diversities of tongues. The ability to speak in a language you had no previous knowledge of as he anoints you and brings that language forward. Problem is, I've never known what I was saying. I thought I was speaking with tongues, but it didn't want to stop. By the time I got done, people come to the front and I didn't even know what I said. Somebody had to tell me that. If I had a translator, that was a plus, because they could tell me later what was said, you know. But that's happened a few times. And saying that to say this, our outpouring is coming. Our outpouring is coming. It can't help but come. It's coming. Are you excited? Extremely. Are you in a war? No. I'm extremely happy. Extremely received. Extremely. I feel so much peace that I got good sleep on that green line. Now, I have verses marked, but Gary covered most of them. But I feel extreme peace. I think I can honestly say I can't remember feeling, which at this point, these feelings count. They're agreeing. I can't ever remember feeling so done, so sure. So peaceful. So if you can, hang on. Hang on. I've lost time so bad. I meant meshing this year, that year together. It just seemed like it. So when I talk about when he told me I didn't know anything about his love and he told me what to do, or actually it was phrased as worship, but it had to do with the love of God. And I can't even go back and tell you how long ago that was. It's running together now. But the keys I so drastically needed, they came online. Because I had a stubborn streak. If he said to do something, I was just real stubborn about it. If I knew he said it, I would just get stubborn. But I didn't know getting stubborn over private worship would initiate a key that would cause the love of God to start manifesting on the inside of me, which gave me a whole new look at everything I've ever looked at. In particular, you. A little pile of dust sitting there covering a spirit. I can probably say you have no idea what you're worth to him. Because I didn't. I didn't. But I'm getting an idea now. And a lot of teaching about the outer man doing the ruling and talking. And not supposed to give him what he wants. He's right there to tell you what he wants too, you know. But I didn't realize how much the love of God or the role it played in bringing the dominance over the skinny guy standing behind you. You know, I was an advocate of confession, an advocate. I mean, I love all of it, and it's the key. It's a key to changing something from what it says to what he said. What it is to what he said it is. It's a major key. And it was obeying that and speaking what he said about private worship. No matter what happened, I'd stay in the closet because it got real, real backwards in there sometime. I'd worship and all hell would rest on me, not heaven. I'd address those people that knew something about it. And they'd say, you didn't break through. Well, I didn't care whether I did or not. I stayed in, and later when I found out in the part of the war that all heaven was rejoicing, that hell was parking on me, but it couldn't stop me. So I wasn't doing something less, I was doing more. When he pulled me forward, the results on the outer man was staggering. Had to be a key I'd been looking for. It was staggering. You know those things that Jesus just taught so powerfully in his opening messages? Like when you give, don't do it to be seen of men. And oh, come on, if we're going to give, we want to get the credit for it, you know? You know, that exhortation, I'm here, come on. I'm here. Put me on something. A pedestal, please. Satisfy me. Somebody was laughing at me the other day because they remembered the thing that happened with me and Rosalie, my wife. I got a pretty good amount of money. And I thought, I think God's telling me to give this to so and so. And she says, no, that's our money. And basically, and then she says, okay, give it. If you never, ever let them find out where it come from, I put it back in my pocket. Come on. Nowadays, the tax give us a wee break, so we have to keep track, and that can't be stupid to not do that. That's not the reason you're giving. And some of you people this year, I just want to thank you with all my heart. All my heart, because God used you. He used you. I just want to tell you that. You don't know what you've done. You were part of something that He had to do for me. So thank you. Well, you know, He didn't stop there. He goes on fasting. I was really good at disfiguring my face and falling down in front of people. You're not like me. I even stopped a kid on a tricycle and says, I haven't eaten anything because I love him so much. Stop. Listen to me. Stop that trike. I'm trying to tell you something. Somebody say, are you fasting? And of course, I couldn't admit it. You know, are you fasting? Oh, Craig, you can't preach. You've been fasting. How many days? Wait till I tighten my belt. What are you saying this for? I begin to fall into a trap somewhat. And Tim, he rescued me. And I suppose everybody's needed rescued sometime or another. He managed ministries, big world ministries, overseas here, Television Galore. Their names are common household names. And he was. And so when he saw some of the things coming forward in me after a few exceptional things, like presidents, things like that, you know, he noticed signs in me. He says, I seen too many people destroyed. He saw those signs that, you know, Plowboy, it was real easy to go after the exaltation and the praise and the glory people wants to give you. Now I have to start, you know, when I get a letters out or something, I have to start by going, I usually don't tell people about this. Look who wrote me. I didn't know something was attaching itself that wanted to bring me down. But you know what? Took and just whipped that part of the nature and just whipped it real bad was the love of God. See, I don't really need any of that anymore because I have Him. So when he put that key on, or opened that door for me in private worship, I had no idea it would affect my roots as severely as it did. Those things have to do with the self-exaltation, the things that cause the grace of God not to operate as powerfully as it can. See, not by my works lest any man should boast, but it's the gift of God. You and I was lost. We had no way out. He came with something called grace, which He died in our place and died under every damnable disease you could think of. He terminated under it. So it could never kill you. I already died of every disease known to mankind once when I died with Him. So I don't have to die again. And I don't plan on it. But I didn't earn any of it. It's His grace. I was created unto the good works. The good works didn't create me. He came first. Well, anything that comes along and wants to exalt you and make this great big self exalted goes to war with that kind of grace, because I didn't earn nothing. If fasting helps bring my flesh under control, I will. If private worship helps lift me up into that grace, I'll do it. I'll do anything. If giving helps save the world, I'll do it. But none of those things has to do with the freedom and the standing He has given to me by His grace and not my works. When I go to Him, I don't need a list. I've done this, and I've done that. Look at this. And I've done this, and I love you. And pure religion undefiled is to visit the fatherless and the widow in her affliction. Oh, I really love you. Wow. Glory be to God. I love you. And by the way, I could use a little healing over here. Right here. Right here. I do those things because I love Him. He heals me because He loves me. I don't have to give Him a list. He heals me because He loved me first enough to die for me. I don't need it. Any other ammunition to approach Him with. I know this business would take off, Father, if I could really give it to You. Wouldn't it? Ooh. Since this is the third time this has happened, come up here, both of you. Please. I don't care if you was writing. Oh, this is so good. Are you ready for change in ministry? Are you ready for manifestations of goodness of God just overriding, just running you down? Well, I have good news for you. When He said I was going to call you out, I said, oh, and I started, and He gave me a check. And He said, because you needed to hear some of those things first. That's all. I think that I needed to hear me too. That's the big turn up. That's the big turn up you're going to have. Are you ready for revival? You might as well be. So, Father, I know. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, release that now. For if you only knew what I had reserved for you in glory, which you'll know. Ooh. For I've picked you up and held you to my bosom and loved you. And I call you free. I call you free. Therefore, go and manifest everything I am, saith the Lord. Well, I'll take that myself. You know, my cap. I don't know if that qualified or not, but oh, I guess you better come. You can come too. My. Horishu talapa nameka. Mike is saying, think it not strange concerning these things that are beginning to happen. For when a person's time comes, I take them and I lift them up into the next place, and they overcome adversity there, and I lift them again and again. And if you're not stopped, I find no words to describe this place of glory that He can bring us into. Jodhisikonada. And what you have been feeling is that door opening. So don't stop your walk and don't stop your talk. And you're praying in tongues. Woo! Boys, kadandos, kadeske. There is a season of worship and fasting ahead of you. So when you're not eating, send me the money you would have bought food with. For you determined in your heart that you'll have what I have for you. You're not going to pull up short on my power or my word or no such thing. How about that? Yeah. Wisdom here. Okay. To do something for you He's never done before. He has to go somewhere that He hasn't been before. How about everyone standing up that has pain? You have pain in your body anywhere? How many of you sitting believes He's going to come through here and take this pain? So do I. Then I want you to agree with me. Now, Father, just close your eyes and keep them closed for just a minute. No distractions. And why wouldn't we ask? Why wouldn't we? This is so easy for Him. He's already done it. The rest is up to us. This is so, so easy for Him. Father, and in using your word, you bore their sickness, carried your pain, you already suffered and died of this. And I love that grace. So in your name, Jesus, your name, I'm commanding all the pain to leave, because what causing it has been healed. Jesus' name now! Got ultra holiness there for a minute. We yell a lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, check yourself out severely. Bend over, gouge, poke, do what you could. Jesus. This girl wants to run. She wants to run. How many believe she will run? So do I. Father, I'm thanking you for what we know you've already done, which has healed her. In Jesus' name. When a revival gets to the stage where we're at now, which is receiving it in the Spirit, when the change begins to take place, then everything changes. Somebody was talking to me and said they suffered through a split in church one time. I've suffered a few of them. Says it's a horrible thing. It leaves people hurt and angry and everything else. It's a pretty good example to the world. When, never mind. Did you know in the Dark Ages, Christianity killed like any other religion? Even if you refuse baptism, they kill you. And it's just certain moves. Our reputation always hasn't been bright. They would come in, you'd either else make a conversion or die. And if you did get saved and refused water baptism, you died. That's how rough riders we were. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maybe not for that. The devil's watched us for a long time. Till the flood, through the law now. He knows at what point, and I'm giving him no glory, I'm just revealing fact. He knows at what point what he needs to move in and what he needs to move in with. This is why he said, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. I don't mind knowing his wisdom and what he's doing, but I'm not going to hurt anybody. See? He said, don't be ignorant of his devices. And devices usually used when, the word is when something that is very unusual that you might not understand is causing this to work. He said not to be ignorant of his devices. Somebody said, well, I don't talk about the devil. Well, I do. Talking about him isn't going to make any difference. I'm not afraid of him. Nor will I be ignorant of his devices. Nor will I misjudge him. I don't plan on doing that. But deception is one of his most powerful tools. And in the past when I preached on these things, when I had Satan's war machine, when he gave me a revelation of his war machine, when he told me that deception was one of his most powerful tools, then he gave me an example. He said, you want to see one of his finest works? A Rembrandt of religion. One of his finest paintings to hang on the annals of the walls for all times. After Pentecost, They all began to speak with tongues and operated in the incredible power of God, the key. Just ask somebody, like, you want to see a Rembrandt of deception, say, why? Ask them, why don't you speak with tongues? Just, you'll see a Rembrandt, one of Satan's finest works, when he took that away from you. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, Tim says, I'll always come back here. No matter what I start on, I end up here. This is my call, I think. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, that is, the plan that's in God's mind for you. So he, the Holy Spirit, who's searching your heart, and he already knows God's plan for you, it enables him to make intercession for you then, according to the will of God. And now that he's got you in his plan, now he's making intercession as you walk into his plan, the will of God. And when you find that will, then you can know all things will begin to work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his overall purpose. And he started way back with you when he was searching your heart to find out what God had for you. Every time you spend an hour. And don't you know, when he said all things work together for the good, them love God and call according to his purpose, that you're praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, and you're walking right here, but you prayed your path up here, right up here. Woo! And you're just about to enter his purpose, and the devil's going to waylay you right here. But you already prayed. So if you establish this in your heart while you were back there, then that's where you're going to go. You were this place while you were in that place. And now we can know all things will work together for the good. The devil will jump out to waylay you, and he tells you he's there, and you turn around and waylay him. He says all things will begin to work together for the good to them love God and called according to his purpose, which is your call in his plan for Tulsa, and he wants revival. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've heard that a couple of times and I still get excited. Think about it. I just love the example he gave me 500 times.
Mom, are you going to bake a cake?
Yes, son.
What's that you're putting in it? A pinch of salt, son. Well, cakes are sweet. Why are you putting salt in it? Why are you breaking that egg?
Well, I'm going to put it in the cake. Oh, Mom, don't you know they taste like chocolate? She says, go play. Come back later. He goes and plays and comes back later and slices a big old piece and goes, it's getting close to noon is what they said. Mmm, 11:30.
Did you put all that stuff in it?
She said, yes. It isn't going to taste good. Takes a big bite of it and goes, well, I'll be. She intercepted every ingredient. When she got done with it, it all tasted like a cake. You walk in God's plan, the devil's going to send hell against you. That's his job. If you let God intercept it, by the time he gets done, it'll taste like candy. I wish they had them when I'd get knuckled. Has a lot of you been talking to like a flu bug? Have you? No. Oh, no. You're just sitting there white as a sheet for no reason. Are you fighting one of those things? I'll have to admit, I run into one I've never run in before. But anyway, if you're fighting one of those things, I think I can help you. Why don't you stand up? Tekos korianteskola. Hello, Blanis Kuratoachi, and Maki, Tosso Rishoala, Walla, Makoepitumeski, Hoskadessa. For when you surrender something total to me, and I surrender something total to you, and you'll have it. You'll have it. So come on. Jesus, you care about microbes. You care about great, big, legendary sea monsters. Everything between. So come on. The devil will stand there and talk to you and say, "We'll pass while you... You'll pass. Give me that. Yeah. Oh, shut up." Father, in Jesus' name, I'm thinking you, they're walking out of here symptom free, devil whipped. In Jesus' name, whatever you look like, flu bug, just get out of here. And just leave the other people alone who are in here. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey, take a deep breath. Your one time in a year that you eat sweets, go home and eat a whole pie. Ascurancherukuasi. All right, stay with me now. He brought me to this alert. If there's nobody here, he usually doesn't do this. So, if you're here and you don't speak with tongues, or you haven't been filled, or you don't know the difference, but if you don't have that language of edification that you can pray in any time you want, come up here. You want that gift from the Holy Spirit, you'll receive Him and you'll receive that gift. If you already have Him, then He'll bring that gift forward. But you're here and you can't speak with tongues, come up here. Yes. Come up. Come up. Yes. How many knows that we're not wrong very often? I'm leaving myself a way out. You want to be filled? Oh. He said so yesterday. His little head went. He said so yesterday. Of course. He would be gladly probably if it was just us. What do you think? Oh, little brother will go up there with him. Oh, little cousin. Thank you. It's important. Think about it. Meanwhile, take another moment. Where are you? Where are you? Come up. Come up. Did you know that He's putting this whole service on hold for you? Come on. He's been after you for a while. You're looking for certain answers. I can tell you, you'll find them in the future. Just come. Come. I know unless I say the right thing, I open my mouth to say the wrong thing and tongues will come out. So please, please, He's stopping everything for you because... Well, let's put it this way. You're hungry for more. And this is the next step in what He has for you. You must receive this one to go on. Come. 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 Non good angel to call and call by skiller, Jamie. How is your no more record of passion, I know. In the past, you were rarely. In the past, you were very, very hurt. Almost destroyed. To bring you out of the rest of it. This is your next step. Come on. He's here. He'll begin shaping with your mouth the words He's been wanting to say so long, and that language of edification. And you just go ahead and speak them out as part of your healing. Boraton chedo correte, moranto lo correntis corabomate. Morato cris corranto batiski no maski. Nakale soti. And now, Father, I hear these words, a whole new woman. I like that. Your life is changing, little one. It is changing. Oh, see, come over here. Stay down, just get down here with her. You're young. Coach him, just stay with her a little while now, and we'll be back. Stay with her, Craig. Toko sin domache di qua. Toki diske. A few more of you strong women come up here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Poskuresa. Mokra. Does Jesus love this little one up here? Put you on hold, didn't he? I can't tell you how elated God is. But he knows now that he's going to be able to get on with your life and you him. This is so good. He loves you and he's waited for this moment. He's just waited for it. Sometimes all he needs is a mouth. You just let those tongues come flowing out now. Yes. Take my place, Leah. Boranto cosado moa. Medocranto quesaroatis. Oh, helicotis a comatalo cometinci. Hado cosa mantia. Helconia silva. You know where you used to have a little heavy place? It won't be there now. It won't be there. Hello, back wasi. Talk as if. Yeah. How about you? You know, he just doesn't care what I'm doing when he does something. You know, I'm doing something and then I see something that has nothing to do with it. Like a medical report. This happened to be one on a heart. And if it was really good, I wouldn't be seeing it, would I? How would you like to go back and have a different verdict? Did you get to read it? No. I wished I would have. But it says report, medical. Then it had heart wrote down. Well, I saw C-A-R-D. Yeah. Come here. Just when I was about to say I didn't see anything that was written, something got wrote. And you're going to walk out of here healed. Does this run in the family any? Put her on your list when we pray for you. All you have to do is tell her. Oh my goodness. Well, your goodness. At a quarter till 12 is when this is happening. So you can tell her that. Okay. And she goes back next time. She what? Okay. Who do you have that's alive? Just you? And your mom's the only one that had it. Your brother. How about him? Okay, then that's the one. What's his name?
Johnny.
Lift your hands, little one. Here goes your heart. Not going to follow your family either. No. What do you think saturating you now? If not his healing power. Father, in Jesus' name, and for her brother, and for her family, give her a new heart now. Can't wait till that next checkup. If we have a say so, we might as well say so. She's healed. Now, you know, if you run on that path along the river, be careful, you could fall off in it. Sometimes it's high and stuff. So.
Yeah, 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 ye
An edification for your sake. She's talking and praying about the days ahead when the manifestations will be so glorious that multitudes will come in and to stay strong and know that He is your strength, and no matter what it feels like, that you're going to come through. So, none of these things have ever gone unnoticed by both empires, heaven and the other. So be strong, and you're ready to see glorious things. And remember this. You truly helped pray this. Truly helped give God what He needed to bring this to pass. There'll be fruit that's laid up in heaven. Unspeakable. Uncountable. And that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because we love You. We don't want to see a world lost. Yes, sir.